Okay, yes. Okay, today is Daf Mem. We're on Daf Lamed Tet, Amud Beis. So we're actually, we're up to Amar V'Hudah Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kerbi Yossi, which is toward the bottom. Amar V'Hudah Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kerbi Yossi. However, before we have to answer one question. Okay, we'll learn today for Foolish Lamb, for Shoshana Basti, Basti, Rafa, Zipporah. So we have to answer one question. The question we have to answer is, where do we ever come up with a din? That we don't have a halacha like this. Well, we were paskin A, but because of the covet for this rav and the covet for that tana and the covet for him, we're going to change the halacha. So we said, right? So, do I remember that yesterday? So we said, we had a whole what's the covet, Rabbi Gamliel? So here's what the Bechorshar said. He says like this. He says, we don't know what to do with this meat. We don't know what this guy's kavana was. We don't know, is he an avodah zara, is he not an avodah zara? So we would say like this. Everything stays the chazaka that it was before. The meat, you can't eat. Why? Because you couldn't eat it before. So the chazaka stays the same. Hana, before you were able to have hana, and now you can have hana. I'm sorry, before you were able to have hana, and I can also have hana. But I had an animal running around in my yard. I can't sell an animal? Of course I can. So now that it's shechted, if it's a avodah zara, it doesn't have hana. But if it's not a Vodazara, it's Mutra Bahana. Right? So I would really say the Chazak is on the same. Eating it, you can't. Hana, you can. Right? Because I'm not changing anything. Comes along this halacha. All right, listen. We have, what are we going to do? We're going to allow a Mutra Bahana. How can we do that? According to them, it's a Mamash of Vodazara. What are we going to do? Not allow you to eat it? But according to them, it's mutter to eat. Don't do anything. Being machmer on all sides. Okay? That's the best I can tell you. Okay. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha is Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. That what? That if a Jew shech the animal of a non-Jew, I don't care what the non-Jew was thinking. It doesn't make a difference. As long as the Jew is a normal person, a normal Jew, he's not a Avodah Zarah himself. So I asked him, do me a favor, right? It's mutter. Why? Because only the doer can paskin. Okay? That's how we paskin. Now listen to this story. Hani Tai, to an Arab, to Asu Litzikunya, they came to the town of Tikunya. Yoav Dichri, Latavcha Yisrael, they gave a ram to a Jewish butcher, Amru Lahu, and they told him like this, Dama Vitarba Lididon, the blood and the fat are ours. Mashcha Ubisra Ludidchu. What's Mashcha? The Mashcha, the leather, the hide, and the meat, you can have the meat. You guys can eat it. You want to do your Hilcha Shechita? You can eat the meat. It's a kosher animal. I have no problem with that. Look at Rashi, the second line. Tai says Rashi, Yishma'elim, they were Arabs. The Einan Oakland Ella Butter Shchuta. They only eat butter that has shechted. Halal. They don't eat that. Bafilu hi mesim me'eleha. Even if it died on its own, Shokhet Osa la'okhla, they would shecht it anyway. It's already dead. V'chein darachan. That's how Arabs are. So, what is Rashi telling us? A comparative religion? I need to know how Arabs practice their religion? Does that help me? Yeah, why? What? What do you mean? If an after it dies, by us, if it dies, too late. Kids are shechita on a dead animal. Comes along Rashi. Oh, by the way, Arabs hold that you can do shechita on a dead animal. Then they'll eat it. Right? What's Rashi telling us? And said the Chassan Sofer, Rashi telling us this, that of course, Arabs, you can't ever eat their meat. Why? Now you can't ever eat their meat. It's always, even after the animal's dead, the shechted for Avodah Zarah. Look how machmer they are. What? No, so, one second, what did he say over here? What? Right. Rashi says, Lavodas B'chachma. He does say that. It only, right?
Yeah.
Definitely happened before. No child happened before. These were pagans. These were pagans. These weren't Muslims. They were pagans. They were Arab pagans, right? What? Hey, that was their religion. The religion was they won't eat meat, right? And also if it died. So what do Muslims hold today? I have no idea. What? That considered a Avodah Zarah, first of all, only according to some. Only according to the Rambam, they're not. I don't know. You are? Okay, I don't know about that. Okay. The Lev Arye explains that the purpose of Rashi telling you that even after it's dead, they still shech is to let you know that the star machshavos of an Arab is for Avodah Zarah. Why? Even after it's dead, the shechting for Avodah. Even after it's dead. Normally, maybe you want to tell me that by Jews we said Stam, we're going to listen to Stam. By Goyim, what about Stam by Goyim? I don't know what this Goyim is. I don't know about this Goyim. He's a Shnidal worshiper. I never saw him go on Sunday to church. I never saw anything. Right? By an Arab, they for sure are. Why? Even afterwards, it's Omachmer. Okay. Fine. Very good. Anyway, Shalchar of Tubi, Bar Rav Masna, Kamedra of Yosei, Kihai Gav Namai. What's the story in this case? The meat mutter? In other words, the Jew shechted it here. Putting that thrashy aside, the Jew shechted it. So is it mutter? It's exactly our case. So Shalach Leha, the Amr Vudam Arshmo, Halacha Kerv Yosei. Oh, Hashem Hakerv Yosei. All we care about is the doer. Who's the doer? A Jew. What? Amr Vacha Barei Rav Avi Lerav Ashi Lerav Asi. I'm sorry. Who? Lerav Eliezer. Yavle, Zuza, Lataba, Yisrael, Mai. What if the butcher gave the Jew money? What if the guy gave the Jew money and said to the Jew, I want you to shech for me, I want you to shech for me. What's the story there? Gesundheit. What's the story there? Right? According to Rabbi Eliezer, who said that Tam Machshavot of a guy passed the Shechita, even if a Jew does the Shechita, what if the guy paid for it? Does it also passel? The guy owns the animal. But Rabbi Eliezer said, we do transfer intent. So the guy has a bed machshava, it's gonna transfer to the Jew, but he's getting paid. So does the halacha change? So amalahu, amalahu, if the guy's a strong arm, he's a rough guy, below matzi matzile, he'll never take that money back. You can't get that money back. The Jew will say, you know what, it's on me. It's on me. He'll say, no way. I have to owe a favor to a Jew? Never. Then usher. Then the meat usher. The elo, and if not, in other words, if you can pay the money, give the money back, and say, you know what, I'll do you a favor. It's on me. Don't worry about it. Then amale, then say that. Reshek bahar. The head of the mountain. Meaning, it's on me. Don't worry about it. You don't have to pay me for this. How does that change anything? Then the intent won't transfer. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hashochet l'shem harim. If somebody shech an animal for the mountain, okay? He's worshipping the mountain, and he's shechting the animal on behalf of the mountain. L'shem kavos, for a valley. L'shem yamim, for oceans. For rivers. L'shem naharos, for rivers. Right? Rashi says, the last Rashi, Sha'asa hayam avodas kachav. You made the yam into an idol. You worship the yam. L'shem midbaros, for midbars, shchitaso psula. The shchita is pasul. Why is the shchita pasul? We will learn why in a few minutes. Shnayim ogs and batakin. This is your question. Two people are holding on to the knife, b'shochtin, and they're shechting. Echad l'shem, echad mikol elu. One has in mind all the previous things we just mentioned in this Mishnah, the mountain, the rivers, the desert, the Echad L'Shem Davar Kasher, and the other one, Stam, again, Shchitaso Psula. It's all possible. Okay? Good? Very good. Says the Gemara, Psula in, Zibche Mesavo? What, it's only pasul, which implies you can't eat it. You can sell it. But isn't this Avodah Zara? Why isn't this Avodah Zara? Shepherd it to the mountain. Should we ask about Hana? No? Oh, Berminu, wait a minute. Hashokhe Lashum Harim. If someone shafts for the mountain, Lashum Gavos, for the valley, Lashum Naharos, for the river, Lashum Midbaros, for the desert, Lashum Chama, for the sun, Lavana, moon, Lashum Kochavim, Mazalot, Lashum Michael Hasar Hagadol. You shaft an animal for Michael the Sar Hagadol. How does the Rambam learn this Gemara? Who held to an Omalah? How does the Rambam learn this Gemara? What does he think? Michael the president, the chief of staff? Lashum Shilshul Katan, for a very small bug. You worship small bugs. Says Rashi, fascinating Rashi. The first skinny line. Michael v'Shilshul Katan, Klomar. Lashum Gadol Shemichal Habrios. You serve the greatest thing in creation. What's the greatest thing in creation? Mala. Oh, Lashum Katan Shevakulon. Or you serve the smallest thing in creation. Yeah, that's the smallest, mamash, the smallest thing in creation. I think it means from among the greatest and from among the smallest. Right? Anyway, you serve any of these things, Hare Elu Zibchei Mesim. That's Zibchei Mesim. Why is it Zibchei Mesim? It's Asher Bahana. Just like a Mesim is Asher Bahana, this carpet is Asher Bahana. Amar Abaya says Abaya lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Hada Amar Lahat. When do we say it's Mutter Bahana? When it's for the mountain. This other way around. Right? Hada Amar. Yeah. Hada Amar. Our Mishnah that said that it's the Amar Lahar. Ha. The Brisa that says Asur Bahana. The Amar Lagad Zahar. It's for the God of the mountain. What's the difference? Look at Rashi. The Amar Lashum Har. Next Rashi there. Eno Nasat Vodas Kochavim. You can't make a mountain into a God. The Chziv because it says Elohehem Al Haharim. The gods on the mountains you can't worship. Below Haharim Eloheim. But not if the God is a, not if the mountain is a god itself. The Mesechta Zavodah Zarah. We learned that already. Hilchos therefore, Lishman Lo Mikri Zivchei Mesim. If you shech an animal for a mountain that's not considered Zivchei Mesim, Umihu Psulo Milecho. Now let me eat that. Why? Mishum Didami Lishchita Zavodah Zarah Umitzchalfalba. Because it looks like Avodah Zarah. People are going to mix that up. You can't eat it. Because I'm like, come on, Ashokhet Lashum Nidor V'nidev Shchitaso Psula. Anytime you shecht an animal, for in the name of a carbon that's voluntary, for example, a shlamin, a toda, all these voluntary things, a toda we'll see about, then the halacha is it's possible. U'mishum didami l'shokhet kachim b'chot. It looks like you're doing shchita b'chot. So we're going to have a distinction between kabanos that are chiyuvim and kabanos that are voluntary. I'm shechting this for a chatos. That's not voluntary. You have to bring a chatos. You have to bring a chatos. I'm shechting this for a shav. That's voluntary. So we'll see that tomorrow. Tomorrow's done. Anyway, right? That's the distinction. If you're shechting it for the mountain itself, that's impossible. Now, you can't eat that meat. We don't want you eating it. But is it asher b'hana? No. Why? You can't worship a mountain. You can worship it. You're not going to give you Gathiona, but it's not the technical violation of Avodah Zarah. What about the God on the mountain? That's for sure Asur. That's for sure the issue of Avodah Zarah. You're worshiping the bug on the mountain? That's crazy. That's Avodah Zarah. Deikanami, I'll prove that's the correct shot. Diktani, Dumya de Michael Sar HaGadol. Just like Michael, which is what? Which is not a mountain, it's something on the mountain, right? Shmamina, that's a good raya. Look at this Rashi, next Rashi. Dumya dimichoil, the lo mechuberhu. The chol's not attached to the mountain, right? Ubale chayim, live creatures, apagaf to lo mitzri, mishon avodas kochavim, even though they're not awesome as worshipped things. How do you know that? Dikayim alam b'tmura, because we learn in Mesechta Tmura, Midasa Rachmana Nevad Ligvoa, since you're not allowed to bring a worshipped animal as a carbon, Michlal Dilhedyo Chari. I need a special lima to tell me that if you worship that cow, you can't bring that cow as a carbon. What's that mashma? It's mutter bahana. So for a carpet, don't bring that. But can you sell it? Of course. Maybe you can even eat it. Right? And it's special pasuk to tell me you can't use that for an animal, for a kachim. And for chulin, it's not a bahana. You can't, for sure can't use it for a carpet. Mihu. Allahus. Nikri. It's still called a god. You still worship it. Kedekhsiv, like it says, Kein nizbach es tovos mitzrayim. Right? The ksiv, for itet ha-shemesh, v'tayirech, v'tekachavim, v'chol tzvei ha-shemayim. So there's no shayla. You made it into a god. No shayla. You worship it. Asa b'hanah? No. Why? Because it's a live animal. So what? So I just said, since it's a special limud, that you can't bring these animals, that's very, we never had this before. Because it comes up only in Temurah. Since it's a special limud, you can't bring animals as korbanos. That's mashma, for hedder, that's mutter. He just, so they hack with it. What? He's just showing you that there's a pasuk in the Torah that refers to these things as God. That's all he's doing with that. The animal, the Torah of Mitzrayim, the animals in Mitzrayim, the sheep, and the Shemesh and the Ireah. It's just a comparison. Just to show you the Torah, there are places in the Torah that refer to these things as gods, as idols. So it is called an idol. Right? They did worship the sheep in Mitzrayim. They did worship the sun. No shayla about that. Is it usher? It's not usher. But the sun can't be usher anyway. You can't touch it anyway. Maybe no. Right. Okay? Amr of Papa. Tezer of Papa. I'm sorry, Amr of Huna. Haisa behemas chaberu butzel of nevodas kochavim. If your friend's animal is sitting down, Ravutsa means it's kneeled over. It's sitting down next to the church. Kivan sheshachat ba'asim on echad asura. You're so excited. It's your friend's animal, not your animal. It's your friend's animal. You run to shecht it. As soon as you shecht one simon, either one, it's asur bahana. Why? It becomes an offering for an idol. And if it's an offering for an idol, like all offerings for idol, they become asur bahana. It's a very long Rashi, but it's kedai to read it inside. Haisa behemoth chavero. Lomi boy is shallow, the Mr. Bishop Takrubus of Oros Gachavim, Beshchit of Simon Echad. I don't have to say that if it's your animal, of course you're going to turn it into an idol by shechting one Simon. Ah, Fada, the Baal Echayim. Even though I just said in the previous Rashi that Baal Echayim ain't Nesar and Lehedyot, you can't Aser. Animals that are worshipped can't be Aser for Hedyot. Why? Lomi Shom Nevad, Sha'asa of Oros Gachavim. Not if they're worshipped, v'lami shum mukta, not even if they're set aside, shahuk shul l'tekrov v'tavosh l'chavim, I can't wait to shech that animal to the gods. I can't wait. If you say that, you can't bring that animal to carbon. Why? K'dekayim alam b'tmura. Rashi says it again, because it's such a fascinating shot. M'de'itzdrich kra l'misirinu l'gvoa, since I need a pasuk to tell me you can't bring these animals as carbonos, k'detanya min habakar l'hotiyat ha'nevat, right? Min habakar means not worship. Menatzon, Lohosi et Hamukso. Come to exclude the set aside animals for Avodah Zarah. Michlal, Dilahedjot Shari. Mihu, however, Ki Ovid Maisa de Gufaihu, mystery. If you do a Maisa to the animal, of course you asser it. Kidamin Reparak Rabbi Yishmoel. Afal Pisha Amru. Hamashtacha bo lakarka olam. Lo asra. If you worship the ground, you don't asser it. Why not? Not sure why not. I don't remember why not. However, chafar baboros, sichinim oros, if you dig pits in the ground, vishtacha bolahen, and you bow down to the pit, asron, you've offered that ground. Achanami, af adapta kati balechayim ninu, these are live animals. Mystery. You've definitely offered it. Why? You did a mitzvah to the animal. Of course you offered it. Bahai simon echad lav dafka. It doesn't even have to be one simon. Hu adin chati simon. Even a half a simon. Ubehemas chaveiru nami. Even if it's not your animal. Ah, fag after pshitalok. Dein adam osadava she'eno shalom. You can't ask them. Something that doesn't belong to you. Ashvina Ravuna. Dalas Allah b'maisa called it. True. I walk into your house and I worship your table. Your dining room table. Did I ask your table? No. Why not? I can't ask it. Things don't belong to me. However, it's only true if I don't touch it. I do a maisa to it. Of course I ask it. Right? Right, take your, I've said that every time. I take your pot, and I cook basa b'chalav in your pot. I've acid your pot. Why? I ate on the most of the shalom. Yeah, but I did a mitzvah to it. Right? You can't play with the rules of mitzvah. We can't ignore them. Machshava, exactly. I can't, right? Machshava. But if it's a mitzvah, there's no question that I've acted. Okay? Now, Sabala ki hai the Amar Ula Amr of Yochala. Afal Pisha Amru. Even though we said, Hamashtacha Libahamat Chaberu. Lo Asrba. Lo Asra. If I worship, if I just bow down to your table, I bow down to your animal. I did not Asr it. Why not? Because I've done no Maitha to the animal. I've done a Maitha. I bow down. But I didn't do any Maitha to the animal. Asrba Maitha Asra. If I did a Maitha to the animal, I did Asr it. Wait a minute. Listen to the following question. Hashokhin chatas for Shabbos. If you shaft the chatas on Shabbos, bachutz, outside, la avodas kochavim, for God, how many avodas did I just do? I just did three. What's three? I killed something on Shabbos, I worshipped idols, and I brought a carpet outside the Beit HaMikdash. Three avodas. Chayiv shalosh chatos. You have three Averis. Right? What are the three Averis? Says Rashi, last Rashi on the page, Bishogig. I didn't do it on purpose. Bishogig. How can I didn't do it on purpose. Bishogig. Mishum Shabbos, Umishum Shochet, Kachin Bachot, Umishum Avodah Tochavim, Shishlash number Kareis. Three of them are Kareis. And Rashi is going to say something wild. Umishum Makalkil, Lo Miftor Bishabbos. I didn't just do Kilkel. Ruin the animal. Isn't every killing kilkel? Right? Says Rashi, no. Sharei misaknehu eitzel b'nei noach sh'ev menachai asalahem. I now mastered this animal for a guy. Why? Because still now he couldn't eat it. Why not? Because it was alive. Ev menachai. Now I made a mutter for him. Isn't, what do you say about every misa, every kilkel? Okay. V'chatos kishachti lahem b'ilim dover she'ena shalo have. A chatos doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. You can't eat any of it. Have davar, have dishal gavoa have. It belongs to Hashem. So it's something that doesn't belong to you. How could you ask if something doesn't belong to you? That's going to be the question. So you did three things wrong on Shabbos. Now, the Iyamri, if you say, kivon sheshachat basim anechat asra, right? Since you chef, the minute you start to chef your asr, ashkut echut, lo machayit. You shouldn't be chayit, ashkut echut. Why not? Mechatech ba'afarhu. All you did was cut a piece of nothing. Why? Rashi, look at Rashi. The kibon de nesar mishum avodas kochavim. As Rashi said in Amaral, you don't have to check the kana. Even a mashahu. I've now done a maisa for an idol. Once I do that maisa, I have now authored it as I've turned it into an idol. It's not a carbon anymore. Kivon den usher mishum avodas kochavim, paka shem kachim minay. The kachim flew away. This kachim is not kachim anymore. Vinasis shel avodas kochavim, it became now an idol. Va'afra ba'almihi, it's just nothing. It's afra, it's dust. V'su lo mechayev aleha mishum shkut echud. You can no longer be chayev on it for shkut echud. See what Rashi just did? Now, Rashi knows that you're thinking that on Dafchav Tet, we had the following Gemara. Dafchav Tet, Domina Bepirkin. And on Dafchav Tet, Shachat Simen Echad Bechot, Pesimen Echad Besim Chayiv. If I shafted one Simen outside and one Simen in, I said we were Chayiv Shchut Echot. Shari Asaba Maita Bechat Ata Of Bechot. Because he did some Maita outside. Lekalamema, that doesn't bother me. The Gemara HaSimen Chayil Bahadi Adadi Itzav Ozchav Meshchut Echot. Because that's because all you did was shkut echut. But over here, the chiyamrin on siman echad mechayiv. When do we say one siman worked? Hani mili hechad the gamar la shchita ba'oda kachim. That's where the shchita is done and it's still kachim. Then of course, one siman out and one siman inside. Kidikani, b'siman echad b'fnim. The goli milsa, the b'siman kama, shchita shchut hava. Because when I do the second shchita, I'm begale that the first siman was also kachim. The time of the Hassam, Bisham the Yeshu Shita Mithil of Ad Sof. and the Kshita is a continuous process. Abel Hacha, no! Simon Sheni, Lo Ishchat Klal. It's not even called the Bais of Shechita. Why? The Chiduch Afra Ba'almuhu. It says it for the third time. The Kamen Nami Lav Shem Shechita Leo. Right? In other words, the minute I shecht it, the minute I start shechting, I've ruined it. I've turned it into an Avodah Zarah. It can't be Shechita anymore. It can't be Kachem anymore. The fact that I continue shechting, irrelevant. So ask the Gemara, how can it be over? Shechut Echot. How could that be possible? The minute you touch the animal, you made it into an Avodah Zarah, you can't have an animal that's kosher and Avodah Zarah at the same time. It's impossible. That chavtet is not Avodah Zarah thrown into the mix. So what's the issue? The issue is it Shechut Echot if half the thing is done inside the Beit HaMikdash? So he had two blot about that. And then Rashi says about Shabbat also, okay, it's Amar of Papa, answers back to the top line, Hacha, we're talking about the Chatas HaOfa Sekina. No, talking about a chatas ha'of. Therefore what? Right? And a chatas ha'of only has one siman. Right? So therefore, is it possible now for everything to happen at the same time? I'm talking about a chatas ha'of. We're not talking about an animal. An animal, you're right. An animal, you have to have two simanim. But an oaf, you only need one siman. Right? The Bechulu Bahadeh Hadadi Ka'atah. They all come at the same time. The Shechita, the killing, the Shechut Echot, the Avodah Zarah, all happen at the same time. Michti, wait a minute. Ravuna Keman Amr L'Shmaite. Who was Ravuna referring to? He was referring to Ka'ula. He was referring to Ula. V'Ula, Maisa Kaldehu Ka'amar. Ula held any Maisa sufficient. In other words, still, the question is, why are you chayev on Shechut Echot? The minute you touch the siman, you've now made it into a Avodah Zarah. You got to do Rov Siman at least for Shechita, right? You got to do Rov Siman. So again, throwing in this bird doesn't change anything. Okay, you're right. Ella, but Omer, Bigmar Zavicha, the Avodah. What you do is you say this animal is not Avodah Zarah, so let's finish the Shechita. So therefore, they all come at the same time. Ihachi, if that's true, my ear yachata. Why did you pick a chata? The reason we picked the chata is because it belong to you, right? Lashmiyon tevach could have been any animal, any carbon would be the same din, right? Not only a chata, any animal. The reason why we picked the chata. Because the chatas is the only animal. It doesn't belong to you. Now, if we say we're waiting until the shechita is over anyway, it could be any animal. Ella Amar Vagutzim Mishreder of Papa, Hacha Mayaskinon. Here's the story. Kigon, Shayachati Kana Pagam. Half the food pie was already cut. Behosif Allah Kal Shahu. You added a Mashahu, the Gamru. Now you've done the shechita. The Kula Bahadi does it cost them. Everything comes at the same time. That this is the case we're talking. The only way it could be over all three at one time is if it's already 50% cut. What'd you do? You made it 51%. You've done Shechita, you've done Shechut Echot, and you've killed it. Okay? Good? Amar of Papa, or Papa said like this. E lav the Amar of Huna, Simon Echot. Had Rav Huna not said that one simen makes it Avodah Zarah, lo ha'vechatas tiyufta. Chatas would not have been a kasha. Why? My maisa. What maisa is required to turn an animal into Avodah Zarah? Maisa rava. A big maisa. Not cutting a simen 1%. That's a very small, insignificant maisa. What would it be? 51%. A maisa rava. Right? Maisa gadol. Not a maisa kol shehu. We had a kasha about the Shechut Echot issue. What did we answer? Nah, you did 51. You did 1%. You did only 1% Shechita. 50% is already done. You did 1%. I would never have said that. Okay. The Amar of Papa, Elav, the Amar of Huna. The Hemetz Chavero. If Rav Huna would not have said that the animal belonged to your friend, I would never would have said that the chatas was a kasha. Why? my time of why. Today, Matzi Asa. You can ask your own thing. The Chavri, Matzi, Lo Matzi Asa. You can't ask your friends things. They have a rule like that, right? The whole task tomorrow. Ein Adam Osa Davish, Ein Shalo. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Obvious, no? Isn't it obvious that there's a machlokas about whether you can ask something that doesn't belong to you? So the Gemara says, right. Now the tema, I would have thought, Kivon Dekoni Lo La Kapara. Since you get a kapara for this animal, for this contest, you get a kapara. Therefore, Kididei Damya. I would have said, you know, it's really like yours. Now, is it really yours? You eat it, you don't eat any of it. Only the kahanim eat it. But you're getting the kapara, right? So on some level, it's like yours. Come on, it's not yours. Okay, now we're going to... Good? Now we're going to start... there's no way to stop now. I don't want to stop here, because I want to try to do a few lines. Tomorrow's a big doctor. Anyway, we must finish the parrot tomorrow. That's the bottom line. We must finish the parrot tomorrow. So I'm going to go until as far as we can go. At least we can make sure we finish the parrot tomorrow. Because on Sunday morning, we're starting the new parrot. Which is, you have to get the Chelik Beis of the art school. So, the Chelik Beis is just that parrot. Very long, no, it's a 25 block parrot. All the trade. Okay. So, here we go. Not Simon. Amr of Nachman, Rav Amr of Yitzchak Amri, Ein Adam Osa Davish Ein Shalom. You can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. Now, we've already seen that either it's a machloket, or that's only true if you don't touch the item. If you touch the item, you can show ask it. Why? Because if I slaughter your animal for Avodah Zarah, how could that not be awesome? Just because it doesn't belong to me? But if I just stare at it, and I dream about it, and even might even bow down to it, I won't ask for it. So that's either a machlokas, or that's either the way it is. Meisvei, wait a minute. We just said, Hashochet chasas b'shabbos, if someone shech a chasas on Shabbos, b'chot, outside the Beit HaMikdash, la'avodas kochavim, for an idol, chayev shalosh chatos, b'chayev for three chasas. One, because he killed an animal on Shabbos, two avodah zarah, and three shechut echot. Woke meat on, and we established b'chatas ha'ol u'b'chati kana pagum. It was a bird. Has to be a bird. Why does it have to be a bird? Because a bird only needs one simon. Right? If it's a behemoth, you need two simonim. But then it's too late, because the minute you make the avodah zarah, it's not kachim anymore. So we need to find a very unusual case, the bird. Half the kana was already cut, and all you did was make one to ten cut. Taima b'chatas ha'ofu. The whole reason why you can get three at one shot is because it was a chatas ha'ol. The b'chul hadazi hadazi ka'asin. All three averes come together at the exact split second. Avol zevach lo. But not if this was a carbon. Why? Because a carbon requires two simonim. How are you going to get to that second simon? The minute you do the first simon, you've already traced it off as an avodah zarah. It's not kachim anymore. The E ain Adam Oser Davash Ain Shalo. If you can't answer something that doesn't belong to you, my ear yechatas ha'ol. Why does it have to be a chatas ha'ol? Afilu chatas behema nami. Even an animal will be the same din. Why? Look at Rashi, second line. The tani o. Afilu behema nami. The halo poka shem kachimine. Because the kachim never flew away. Why not? Why does a kachim never fly away? It's not, what? It's not yours. So you, what do you mean your kachim went away? The status as shamed animal went away? No. Why not? Because I came after his things. But the answer is, you did a mite. Well, we're going to answer that. You hear the question? What do you mean? What do you mean the kachim flew away? I can't ask for God's things. It belongs to God. By the way, the Rashi just pointed out, the bottom line, Rashi just pointed out, definitely over a Avodah Zarah here. You worshipped it. You're over a Avodah Zarah. There's no shaila about that. The question is it's a thing also. Right? Now, so the Gemara says, Kivon de Kanyole the Kapara, since you kona it for a Kapara, Kididei Damit as if it's yours. He doesn't give the answer I gave, he did a Maisa. He gives the answer, really, it's yours. Why? could you get into a kapara? Even though we just rejected that answer 5 minutes ago, that's 2 minutes ago, the Gemara says it now. Now, Toshma, wait a minute. Beis Oaks and Basakin, two people are holding on to the same die, Bishochetin, and they're shechting it, Echad L'shum, he called Elim, Bechad L'shum Davar Kashar, Shechitas Obsula. You're Reuven shechting it for every Avodah Zarah in the world. Shimon shechting it for every right reason. What's the halacha? What does the Mishnah say? No good. Right? Now, who does the animal belong to? It doesn't belong to both of them. It could belong to either of them. So the Mishnah would have said that. What's the point? The point is, if you're not, it doesn't belong to him. Reuven doesn't belong to him. He's answering it. Hachomayitzkinon, Yossi's answer. They say Shudra's Vigava. No, they're partners. Right? Toshma, another try. Hamatame, the Hamadama, the Hamanaseh, the Shogig, Potter. If I make your things tummy, or I make your things a suffix truma, or Manaseh, Shogig, I bring my babysitter, my shiksa to your house to do you a favor and clean your garage, and she touches by mistake. Those are mistake hats. The shogig, potter. What does potter mean? Potter, says Rashi, mila shale. I don't have to pay. I ruined your stuff. I fuck up the mazik for shogig chayiv, even though a mazik for shogig is chayiv, kita kaimalon, adamud la olam, bein ar, bein yashen, bein shogig, bein mazid. I'm always chayiv. What do you mean I'm potter? Mu'ud chayiv. Mu'ud, I'm always a mu'ud. How come I don't have to pay? I just traced up your stuff. Hacha hezik she'eno nikerhu. It's a hezik that you can't see. It's a halachic hezik. It's not a real hezik. I didn't smash your window. It's a halachic hezik. The v'lo shmei hezik, that's not considered hezik. Now, u'b'meizid chayiv l'shalim, think of two rabbanim. So, u'b'meizid, the rabbanim said, now we're going to make you pay. You're going to go around ruining everything for everybody. I'm going to go around being a horrible person. You're going to ruin things. So to incentivize you to behave yourself, we made you pay. But for shogeg, you don't have to pay. Ubishum dekamle b'derabah minei lo mitzar. Okay, that's a whole separate thing. We don't have to read that part of Rashi. Now, b'mezid, back into the Gemara, b'mezid chayim. B'mezid, you'd be chayim. Ay chayim. Ein adam osudavish ein ashalo. How can I ask for your wine? Hachanami, the Islay should just pick up. No more partners in the wine. That's why the next word of the Gemara is Kitanoi. It's a machloka. It's a machloka. We hold, of course, do mice, of course. If I walk into your kitchen and I take your pot and I make pasta bachal, what, I didn't shape up your pot? You can't ask, it doesn't belong to you. Of course not. Why? It's a machloket, and that will be tomorrow. So hopefully tomorrow we'll get to it, and we'll fascinating tomorrow. Very nice, very very good daf tomorrow. I hope we'll finish it, and then we start Eil Trefis on Sunday morning. Everyone have a good job. I hope to do a blot and a half, and then Wednesday also a blot and a half. Hopefully Mike will be here Wednesday and do a blot and a half on Wednesday. Hopefully. Okay? Excellent. Very good. Have a good job.